Hey, what's up guys, how are you doing? Hope you are good. Welcome to a new month. Welcome to the month of June, and yes, welcome to another episode of The Complete Man. So today's episode is when she breaks the no contact rule. So this is what you do when she breaks the no contact rule. Yes, you have been on the sideline, not texting her, you have been staying strong, maybe went on the minimum days of 30 days or 11 days or a week, or maybe even less than a week. But the fact is, she broke it and she's like tempting you, and you're on the edge. You're like, what do I do now? Should I text back? Should I call her? Should I set a date? Like, you're like, maybe this is my very short opportunity. And you're like, maybe this is just the opportunity I have.
Don't trip.
Now let me break it down to you of scenarios if you broke the no contact rule before the 30 days minimum time limit. What you have to do is just let her know. Yes, just be like, I need space right now, I'll get back to you. Because I don't want you guys to completely ignore her. Yes, you're doing the no contact rule. The issue here is you're going on the no contact rule and she first reached out to you, she first contacted you. But as a complete man, like a man of your word and a man on this mission, you need that time, not just because you want her to come back or you want her attention back. But this time is to focus on yourself. Remember, focus on you and women will too. You need to figure out yourself, like, is she even the right person to be with? So you don't have to completely ignore her like that. But you are letting her know, I'm not here to chit chat. I need time to myself. I need to be on my grind. I need to focus on other than you. You are letting her know that you need time to yourself. So we'll talk later. That's just it. For real guys, you need to clear out your mind. Figure stuff out and get on your grind. So let's say it's after like 30 days and she reached out. This is exactly what you need to do. So let's say it's after the 30 days and she reaches out to you. The goal here is not to reach out to her first. And guys, let me tell you this, there's no minimum time for no contact. If she doesn't contact you back, like I said, by no means should you contact her back.
Okay.
Like, you are never supposed to contact her. Even if it's up to 90 or thousands of days, you are not to contact her.
You mean this way they talk?
So let's say she reaches out to you first. That's always how it's supposed to be. After she breaks the no contact rule, first of all, yes, you have to contact her back. But keep it short and simple, sweet and straight to the point.
Okay.
Oh, okay, let's say she texted you like, hey, how have you been? I haven't heard from you for some days or for a week now or whatever the duration she put there. Don't be like, because you broke my heart, blah, 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 and start crying out and pouring your mind into it.
Get serious.
No, don't be like that. Don't say all that. Just be like, hey, everything is good, been busy, that's all. There's no need to even tell her, how have you been, because she'll be expecting that. Just keep it short, sweet, and simple. And I want a lot of guys to know this. For those that don't know, a lot of women and ladies do not break no contact just because they want to know how you're doing, what you're doing, or they want to see you or be with you. They just want to know why you haven't been reaching out back. That's it. Like before, they're already used to you texting them, blowing up their phone, and once they see you have stopped, they want to know the reason why you have not been blowing up their phone. But now you're an alpha, you're a complete man. All those times you were doing all those things were in the past. And the truth is, not all ladies and women want to see themselves in the past. Even if they put themselves in that position, guys, see, we should be focused on the present and the future. But the thing is that when all this happens, they come to find that space, that spot they left in your life, just in case you haven't really moved on. But the thing is, most times what they do isn't you come back and feel they were once part of your life. Of course, they were once there, but not anymore. They just try to fake it and be around, come around to see what you're doing.
Hey, sister, are you okay?
But trust me, it's not genuine. And the thing is, guys, we don't need that kind of energy. We don't need that kind of energy for our life, for our grind, for our purpose in life. And yes, of course, you could reach out once she reach out to you. I'm not saying do not reach out when she reach out to you, because a lot of questions came in after the previous episode. Once she reach out to you, you could reach out back, finish. But just keep it short and simple. If she wants to set a date, it's cool, but you shouldn't be the one initiating all those things. If she wants to meet up, cool, but just let her know when you are free to do it. Not always available. Yeah, guys, don't be always available. She texts you, we should meet up, blah, blah, blah. Be like, okay, let me check my schedule. I hope I won't be busy on so date. That's how it should be. And you let her, or let you know, let me check my schedule. That's how it should be. Guys, like I always say, you just have to be the price.
I agree.
Keep it short. Keep it sweet. Let her be the one initiating you guys going out, you guys hanging around. Let her know you have no time for that anymore. You are squeezing out time to spend it with her. Let her know that, so she knows She's not just coming back to just play around. That, and you let her know you value your time. So when she comes around and see things have changed, she will know that she's no longer a priority. So all you just have to tell her is, I'll check my time and I'll get back to you. Because she's no longer a priority. Your time is your priority. Your grind is your priority. Your purpose, your job, your gyming, hanging out with guys, you are going to prioritize all those than hanging out with her. So you just let her know you prioritize your time, your precious time, the time I need to do something productive. Let her know your time is precious. The time that you need to use to do something productive, to chase the bag, for those energy of those that actually prioritize your own time. So let her know that you spend time with people that value, respect and appreciate you. Not the ones that don't value your time, they just take it for granted. And now I'm not saying all girls should be the one initiating the chat, because I know many people get this wrong. Now I'm not saying all girls should be the one initiating the chat. I mean the girl in question now. The girl that came back. Don't always be the one initiating the chat. Let her be the one initiating the chat. Like 70% of the chat, let her be the one. You going out with her, let her be the one initiating it. Not you forcing yourself back. All you just have letting her know is you have no time to chit chat. You have no time to play around. If it's not serious stuff, she forget about it. And the funny fact about girls is that most time they feel entitled to your time and everything. It's because they are used to it already. You have made them used to it. Like, my time is your time. Whenever you are free, I'm free.
What kind of a man are you?
It shouldn't be like that, guys. It shouldn't be like that. Especially those that have taken it for granted. It shouldn't be like that anymore. Let them know your precious time is for things that value you. Things that you value. Your grind, your purpose, schooling, your job, and other things that bring positive energy to your life. There was this time like that when I was with this lady, and we have been seeing each other, and she was like, why am I always busy? Why am I always not texting her back immediately? Why am I always posing to always have something doing? I said, actually, I have something doing, and besides, if I was always available, I told her point blank, if I was always available, we won't have what we share. You won't find me attractive. And time went on. Then I changed. Then I giving her all my time, being there always, giving her everything she wants, always saying yes. And before you know it, everything went south. That's the way it is, guys. People don't value what is freely given to them.
You mean this way they talk?
That's the truth. People don't value what is freely given to them. If it's always there, they just feel, or anytime they could come back to it.
Chai!
But you let her know your time is precious. You're spending time with her, you're squeezing out time. You have other things to do. Let her know you're always being hurry to go back to what you were doing. Okay, I have 30 minutes to spend with you and that's it. Let her know, okay, on Monday evening I'll be free. If it's not Monday evening, I can't go out.
You not get work, Abi?
So she'll be working towards your time, not you working towards her time. That's the way it should be. So guys, those kind of girls that walk out of your life anyhow they want, when they come back, let them know the entitlement you give them has ended. Reaching out back to them is not bad. Yes, you could reach out back, but after she has reached out to you, if she breaks the no contact rule, yes, you could respond. But if not, do not by no means text her or anything. Don't do anything. Leave it that way. Forget about it. And I say, when she breaks the no contact rule, just keep the conversation smooth and sweet, simple, very short. And guys, remember the text game. If you are slacking in your text game, go back and listen to it. Yes, your text game should be very tight and strong.
Me and my friend were talking. She owns a podcast. It's called Catching Up with Phonesis. And we were talking and she was asking, why am I so mean to girls, this and that? And I literally told her that it's what life taught me, and I'm just trying to make people that seem to be pimping. That's my agenda. And there's this book I would like everyone to read. It's called Becoming a Better Man by Babatunde Olushola. He just published it recently. It's a very nice book. It helps guys to improve their self-development, and it said eradicate simping. Be a high value man. It talks about a lot of things guys need to know. I will actually encourage you guys to go and pick the book and read. It's actually a very nice book. You guys should go and get it. I think he said the price, once it's past Saturday, the price will be going up. So I want every guy to go and read it, Becoming a Better Man by Babatunde Olushola.
And yes, for the K-drama lovers who are out there, this came from a question somebody asked. The question is very... The person was beating around the bush, but I understood what the person was trying to say. Guys, I'm not saying you shouldn't watch K-drama. Don't watch your Korean series or anything. I'm not saying you shouldn't watch it. I watch them too, but I don't like it. because most of their movies is a wrong representation of the real world. Watch K-drama, it's nice watching K-drama or this KBS show. It's actually nice. I actually watch Korean movies actually. It's actually nice. I watch Korean movies actually, but more interested in their crime and law movies. But their lovey-dovey movies, I don't like it. And if you ask me why, it's because it's the wrong representation of real life. It's all about fantasies. And of course, girls love K-dramas. They love it. They are into it. I watch some, but I don't like all Korean movies. And the truth is, Korean movies and anime are the last things I watch. I watch American series, American movies, sitcoms, and the rest. But when it comes to Korean movies, especially Korean movies, they are the last things I watch when I have no choice than to watch it. I have no option to watch it. And I'll tell you why girls are into K-drama series. First of all, the actors are cute. Second of all, if it's about the features, girls are into it too. The truth is, girls are into emotional varieties. They love drama. Today it could be cool, tomorrow it may be odd. They just want it to just be different. If you are just smooth and just too simple, they don't like it. Girls love drama. And that is why Sims always finish last. Because Sims wants to always be there, give her this, give her that. Always saying yes to anything she says. That's what Sims do. And that's why Sims fail. That's why they categorize nice guys as Sim. Because you always want to make her happy, always make her happy. Girls want drama. Girls love emotional varieties. They want you to say yes today. They want you to say no tomorrow. They want you to say maybe next tomorrow. They just want yes, yes, yes. And what does the Sim do? Yes, yes, yes. Will you buy this for me? Yes. Will you do this for me? Yes. They want drama. That's the girls for you. So, guys watching K-drama, if you could control yourself, no problem, you could watch it. But me, I don't like it, and I don't advise people. Their movies are nice, actually. But when it comes to their lovey-dovey movies, I don't see anything like pleasing for a guy to watch. But it's actually nice. I watched some, and it's actually nice. Very nice, but there are some kind of irritating things they do there, like not disgusting actually, like, but I don't just like it. That's my own opinion. I don't just like it. But if you could control yourself, because you watching that, girls love that, because it's all about fantasies. Guys, we should deal with facts, not fantasies. Girls dwell on fantasies, daydreaming and all those kind of things. Guys, we should bring ourselves to the real world. You ask a girl, what kind of guy do you want? I want a nice guy. I want it. But they don't end up with the nice guys. K-drama shows nice guys finish in first position. That's the truth. Most K-drama, not all, most of them, K-dramas finish in first position. But that's cap. So do not, if you are into it badly, you could just reduce it a little bit. But if you are comfortable, no problem. But don't let it affect your real life decision. For me, I feel watching a Korean movie actually narrows your thinking. Yes. You're thinking towards, like, watching your lovey-dovey movies actually narrows your thinking to one direction. And you shouldn't be like that as a guy. Your game should be top-notch. Your dating game should be top-notch. You could watch it just to have the experience of what girls want, actually. But girls like emotional varieties. And these have come to the end of this episode. If you have any question, any contribution, any addition, subtraction, do well to slide into my DM or drop that message section. Thanks for your time. Thanks for your patience. Thanks for listening. My name remains Isaac Temidayo. Temi for short. Keep winning. Stay safe. And remember, focus on you and women will too. Until next time, remain a complete man. You know about rolling down in the deep when your brain